today on 4CA. John McKenzie, 1-300-872-911.
Look, I want to find out more about this particular story. And it's about bylaws and it's about people in apartments, etc., and their rights. But it's become quite a broad issue. Just a few weeks ago, the Noosa Council has talked about restraints on, for example, Airbnb owners requiring that they actually have a manager or be in residence half an hour maximum away from their properties when they have the parties that absolutely destroy the lifestyle of anyone within about a 30-metre or 40-metre radius in some cases with the party, especially at the end of the footy. So all the boys turn up and they pile into one particular... They take up several Airbnbs, but they pick one to all pile into, and then, of course, the noise and the mess, and it's just a nightmare for those in residence, people who may have lived there for 15 and 20 years. So, anyway, Noosa Council's making a stand. Now, that's just one example of the sort of things that might be possible. Now, it says here, too, in this release today, a strata reform roundtable's discussing whether bodies corporate should have the power to issue fines to people. This is breaching bylaws in buildings. A roundtable looking into strata reform discusses whether body corporate should be able to issue fines. Could be for the breach of bylaws, dangerous behaviour, balconies, loud parties. The smoking one, this came up for mention the other day in the program, smoking on balconies. Some people have allergy situations there. Anyway, it says the discussions come after numerous incidents. These ones, particularly on the Gold Coast, the balcony hopping and people falling, etc. Now, if approved, fines could be issued to people misbehaving. Parking in correct areas, for example, having unapproved parties, being too loud. So that's the sort of thing they're talking about here. And I've got Chris Irons on the line, Vice President, Strata Community Association. Hello, Chris.
Hello, John. Thanks for having me.
Good to talk to you. This is front and centre, this issue, because we've got issues up here. We've got Michael Kerr. He heads up the Far North Queensland Regional Organisation of Councils, who are very much, Simon, here supportive of what he's saying. We have got to actually start looking after the people that have lived here and put up with bad behaviour for years and somehow enable them or empower them to get better results, a better living environment in communities. And it's catching on.
That's the thing, isn't it, John? We can talk about bylaws, we can talk about strata, we can talk about laws, but at the end of the day, we're talking about people's homes. Yes. And we're talking about communities that they're part of. And when it works well, and I've seen plenty of instances where it works well, John, it's great. You know, there's a great community, great harmony, we all get along. It's when things don't go according to plan, though, that it all gets really, really difficult. So what bylaws do is that they attempt to put some structure around that. They attempt to put into place some rules about how people conduct themselves at a strata scheme and also how the common facilities get used.
How big a challenge is facing you in getting all of this organised and accepted?
It's a huge challenge because, got to remember, there are about 50,000 strata schemes in Queensland, more, probably a bit more. There's about, you know, another 3% more each year that get added on. Each time you have a new strata scheme, people move in, people move out, the dynamic changes all the time. When it comes to bylaws, there's a current process in place to enforce a bylaw. So let's just say, for example, John, there's a problem with parking at your building. And I know parking's can be a bit of an issue in Cairns and surrounds. It's an issue pretty much everywhere. There's a process that you go through to enforce a bylaw about incorrect parking. You go through the process, you issue notices and all the rest of it. The problem with all of that, it takes so long to get an outcome. You might be looking at something close to 12 months some cases. And that's giving it fair process. But in the meantime, that problem just festers, doesn't it, in the background. Mm. So one of the things to think about then is, okay, is there another way of addressing the problem and trying to influence people to do the right thing? And maybe there needs to be a consequence for doing the wrong thing.
And this is where you're talking about enabling bodies corporate to actually issue fines.
It's a common feature in condos in the United States, I understand. So it's actually reasonable. Now, I know that we don't necessarily want to do everything that America does all the time, but it's something to have a think about. I know there'd be people listening to this who'd be going, oh, I really don't like that idea at all. I have enough problems with my body corporate as it is without them issuing a stack of fines against me. I reckon that you'd only look at it if you were going to look at it for the most serious of things. So parking would be a really good example of where it goes wrong. Issues around sort of like nuisance and noise might be another as well. Because remember, at the end of the day, what you're wanting to do is dissuade people from doing the same thing again. Mm-hmm. So rather than have people repeat the behaviour, you want to find a way to actually say to them, if you keep doing it, this will be the consequence. And maybe fines are a good idea in some limited cases.
What did you think of the action taken by Noosa Council the other day, saying that residents, people who are owners have to be in residence or have a manager within half an hour?
Look, John, there are some really hot-button issues in strata these days. Pets, parking, smoking, parties, and the other one is short-term letting, Airbnb. And again, I know it's an issue up in North Queensland. I've spoken to plenty of people in North Queensland for whom it is an issue. That, to me, is an example of action being taken to try and get some control back on the situation. Yeah. I know Airbnb have made a lot of noise. Sorry, pardon the pun, John, have made a lot of noise about what they're trying to do. They have some systems in place now to ban problematic guests, and I guess that's a good thing. But we still have the situation where you have people letting out their apartment and people come in and they don't necessarily follow the rules. And this is precisely, I guess, what I'm talking about. Rather than have a process that takes 9 months or 12 months to kick in, something a lot more immediate is needed. So that's one example of that Noosa decision is one example of it. There might be some other ways to address it too.
Well, at Airbnb, the systems you're talking about are totally ineffective.
Yeah.
You don't get relief. Look, you need relief sometimes in half an hour or 10 minutes or whatever, but you get these confrontations with these, especially football teams and whatever, they're legless and abusive, the foul language. It just goes on. And you try and get, the real estate agent doesn't come until 9 o'clock tomorrow. It's just ridiculous as it is at the moment. So I'm so pleased you're across these matters, and so is our mayor up here, who heads up the FNQ ROC organisation, and hopefully they can have some breakthroughs because people up here are fed up to the teeth.
I can totally sympathise with that. Look, I've used Airbnb myself in the past, John, and when it works well. And people got to remember the whole system about it was originally set up so that you could host people in your own home and get to know them and, interact with them socially. Obviously, it's changed a lot in the intervening years. Is it time that we actually had a look at how it's operating and whether bodies corporate need a bit more power?
Yep.
We've probably reached that point.
Exactly. Yep. Good on you, Chris. Thank you. We'll stay in touch.
Thanks for having me, John.
His name is Chris Irons, Irons. He's the Vice President, Strata Community Association, Queensland.